Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so rude, the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a couple of great folks, great minds on with us this hour. We've got one old friend and one new friend joining us. Michael Sossman is the old friend. He's been hanging out with us now for a decade. He's Senior VP and Partner at Berman & Company. He is an expert in employment policy, and he's our good friend. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, always great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. And someone that he knows, and we're just about to get to know, is Holly Sklar. Holly is a new friend. She's a founder and CEO of Business for a Fair Minimum Wage, and she's here to report to us on what's going on with the minimum wage. And Michael and Holly and I are going to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly about minimum wage. Holly, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Say hi to Michael. I know you guys know each other a little bit.
Hey, Michael. Great to be on with you.
Yeah, likewise. Nice to be on with you.
So, Holly, the minimum wage, the federal minimum wage currently is what, 7 1/4?
7 1/4. That's right.
Has it changed in what, 15? Has it changed in 15 years? How long?
More than 11 years.
More than 11 years. Okay, so it's 7 1/4. Yeah. Hasn't changed in 11 years, and that's a really important point to establish.
Yeah.
And
that's the longest period in history without a raise.
There you go. But I want to establish that because there are points to be made on both sides of those facts for that both sides can hang a point off of. But there also are state minimum wages. I want you to give us you can talk to about which states have more than that minimum wage, but mostly I'd like to know which states recently, like in this last election, increased the minimum wage. Tuck, can you give us that report?
Sure. Well, in the last election, the minimum wage, the state that had a minimum wage on the ballot, where voters had a chance to raise the minimum wage themselves, the important state, really the only state, was Florida. And what's uh-huh. significant about Florida is it wasn't just raising the minimum wage some. It was raising the minimum wage gradually. So voters voted overwhelmingly in Florida at the same time as they were voting for a lot of Republicans, right, including uh-huh. President Trump. They voted essentially across the political spectrum to raise the minimum wage gradually to $15 by September 2026.
Okay.
And so because it was a constitutional amendment on the ballot, it had to pass by a supermajority. So we're not just talking about mm-hmm. creeping by the 51%. It needed to get over 60%. It hit 61%.
Wow.
So it was it hit 61%. And it was a really, and that's why I'm sort of underscoring, this is
yeah.
Florida.
Now that's so a big, I get it. I mean, that's a big, I won't, yeah. There's no denying that's a big deal. Was that the only state in 2020 that had that on the ballot?
Yes, that's the only state that had it on
New
the
Jersey,
ballot.
New Jersey already has a $15, is that right? Who else already has one?
It's en route to $15.
En route
right?
to 15,
so
okay.
there are states. So there are states that are en route to $15,
right.
And then there are states, like D.C. is at $15, right?
Exactly.
But the states that are going to $15 now, besides
right.
Florida, are California, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York.
Okay.
So Florida became the...
And all of those, the bellwether about Florida is that's not a Democrat state. All those other states you mentioned, all those other places are Democrat areas. So, Michael, I'll get you in here. What do you think?
What do I think? Well, if we're thinking specifically about what happened in Florida, this was the minimum wage was on the ballot in Florida, not because of a grassroots push push by citizens to sort of do this. It was on the ballot because a trial attorney named John Morgan spent $5 million to put it on the ballot. He did it, I think, in advance of, he started his activity to get it on the ballot in advance of the pandemic. But what happened is that, you know, you had a global pandemic, but some specific hardship in Florida that caused some pretty severe difficulties, I think, for the restaurant, retail, and hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. As such, they had a difficult time marshaling, I think, significant resources to push back on that.
Right.
But I won't deny Holly's point that when minimum wage makes it on the ballot, it becomes very difficult to defeat because it takes the debate out of, I think, where it needs to be, which is, I think, a reasoned discussion about why there's no historical precedent for 15.
Michael, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to get Holly and Michael to debate the
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.